AYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 925 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
989 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
993 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning I'm coming to you from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So God in his love has called and chosen us to be in his family, the royal family. We have been adopted into this body of this family through the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. So what is royal or royalty? It's pertaining to a king, a queen, or other sovereignties. So where there's a king, he rules and reigns. So reign is the rule of a king or queen. The time during which a king or queen rules, where the king or queen has the power and the authority to be in control. And so you are a chosen generation. Chosen means we've been elected. Those predestined to eternal life. Picked out, selected, exclusive, allowing only certain ones in. So what we're talking about, it doesn't mean that can't nobody come in, certain ones can't come in and give their life to God. To me, this is speaking of those that hate God, hate his son, don't want anything to do with him. Those people cannot come in and be a part of the body of Christ. So, we are sacred this morning. We're pure. We're morally clean. We're sanctified. And when I think of sanctified, I think about when I was a little girl. People used to think that sanctified was a religion or denomination. Sanctified means that we have been set apart to do a work for God. And then it say we are a generation. And when we speak of generation, it's talking about a race, a country, our nation. So Ephesians 1 and 4 say, tells us that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. We were chosen before we were ever conceived. We were chosen before the foundation of the world. You know, then it says that chosen generation, those made up of all who have accepted Jesus Christ. I once heard a young minister say, people are going to hell for not choosing and believing in the name of Jesus Christ, or believing in his son. But you know, that chosen generation, made up of all who have accepted Christ. Again, those that refused his son, Jesus Christ. This is what the young preacher was saying. Those that have denied or refused Jesus Christ, they cannot be a part of this body. You know, a unique body of people, one of a kind. Many try to simulate having the form but denying the power. And when you look up the word simulate, it means to pretend or to be a counterfeit. And all it means, those that are pretending to be a part of the body of Christ, and they are not. You know, then it's a group that will serve and live for God no matter what. No matter how high, no matter how bad, no matter how dark the storm may be, we choose to live for God. Come hell or high water, we say, yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way. A lot of times when things come and it come hard toward me, I'll tell God I won't give up, I won't give in, and I won't give out. But why? Because my mind is made up. I refuse to not be a part of the body of Christ this morning. Then it says we are a royal priesthood. A body of priests consisting of all believers, born again believers, the whole body of Christ, offering spiritual sacrifices to the Lord. In other words, we are a unique body of people who serve God this morning. And when, like I say, when we speak of unique, it means we are different. That's all it means. We are different. We belong to God this morning. But you know, in the Old Testament, the priest was the ones who were born into a certain tribe, and it was the tribe of Levi. The people had to take their sacrifices to the priest, and he took care of the sacrifices for them. Now, excuse me. Now, all those who are born again, are born into God's family, are priests this morning. When the veil in the tabernacle was torn from top to bottom, that gave us access into the Holy of Holies, to the throne of grace this morning. So now we do not need priests, and I have no disrespect, we do not need a priest or they did as they did in the Old Testament. We can go directly to God for ourselves. We can go to the throne of grace. Yes, we need our preachers. We need one another. We have the privileges and the responsibility of offering daily spiritual sacrifices unto God. We can go directly into the presence of God, because behind the veil was where the presence of God was. We now have access to him, to his throne. To God be the glory this morning. We are a holy nation, a people inhabiting, a living in a country under the same government. Isaiah 62 and 12, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. This is speaking of the nation of Israel. But today we are also called the redeemed. And we are holy. It talks about holy, separated, consecrated, sanctified. You know, we just set apart to do a work for God. We are a nation of people that separated, sanctified, but united. In other words, we may come to different buildings and worship God. But when it's all said and done, regardless of race, creed, or color, we are all in the body of Christ. There should be no separation today, because we are all one. I can't just love the blacks and not love any other nationality. If we are born again believers, we love one another regardless this morning. We are a dedicated nation, consecrated, set apart to worship God and also set apart for God's use. You know, when it talks about the redeemed, we are a redeemed people. We have been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. His son, Jesus Christ, paid the price for us. And then, you know, it says we are a peculiar people, a people that God, that is God's possession. In other words, his own special, unique people. Excuse me. Deuteronomy 4 and 20 say, but the Lord has taken you, brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Speaking of the iron furnace, the experience of the things Israel went through when they were in Egypt. Speaking of the affliction You know, excuse me. You know, this emphasizes the terrible suffering the Israelites went through while in Egypt. We were once in Egypt. Egypt represents sin or slavery. In the bondage of sin, we are no longer a slave to sin this morning. You know, the kingdom of God is on the inside of us, and he rules and he reigns in our lives today. And because we are his children, born again believer, the redeemed, bought with a price, we are no longer slaves to sin this morning. 1 Peter 2:10 say, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. When we were living that life of sin, we were not a people of God. Now we belong to God through the regeneration, the new birth, in other words, talking about being born again. Born again, the new birth, the regeneration is all the same. We have been born again, regenerated, the new birth. So again, we are a people, a nation that has been rescued from Egypt. God brought us out to make us his own, his peculiar people, a unique body of people, his possession. You know, since God's people are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him. Show forth means to publish, that is to celebrate. So in other words, the Good News Bible tells me we are chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God. In other words, we talk to people about God, the wonderful things that he has done, how he brought us out of sin. No matter what we've done, you know, the devil got so many people fooled this morning thinking that they can't come in and give their lives to God. The pedophiles, all of these different people, no matter what you've done, no matter what you are doing, you can turn and go to God, repent from your sin, and God will receive you with open arms this morning. Amplify, say, a special people that may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtue and perfection of God. So we are a group of people that is to proclaim the gospel, which is the good news of salvation, to God's glory and praises, who has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. We will call out by God into a relationship with him. We will call by God. This is the greatest invitation we could ever receive, an invitation into the body of Christ. You know, this is the most important call we could ever receive. This is the utmost, the supreme call. He has called us into his marvelous light. We were called out of darkness. And when we speak of darkness, it represents sin. Called out of the darkness, a world of sin and damnation. Called into his marvelous light. Light represents the truth. So we call into the body of Christ. Called to be his children, called to do a work for him. So who is God's people? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We are God's possession. We are his people this morning. We are part of the inheritance. We are the blood covenant people. We are blessed to be God's children. Let's try to reach others and bring them into this great body so we can all come together and continue to serve God. Like I said, even though we are in different buildings, but because God has brought us out of darkness, out of all that muck and mire clay, he has set us on a solid foundation.
Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Reap